Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, listeners around the world, to another episode of what has become the greatest hour in internet radio, Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the soaring Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn. David, how you doing?
Doing great today. Beautiful day. Can't wait to have another day on the radio and help our audience get some advice on becoming all they want to be. Let's have some fun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, we're going to... we're going to do what we always do. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to educate and entertain, and we're going to kick that off by focusing a little bit, like we normally do in the monologue hour, kind of honing in and focusing on something that will help our audience and our listeners. And I pulled up a quote from James Arthur Ray, and for those of you who don't know, I recently jumped on board the James Arthur Ray team as the global community growth specialist there. So what that means is I'm the big out promoter marketing guy, and I get to go say all kinds of great things about what we're doing over at jamesray.com. So the quote, though, is awesome, and I think it will really focus us for today. And we have some great guests coming up, but this quote is posted up on LinkedIn. He posted up just a couple of days ago, and it actually comes from Peter Drucker. And Peter Drucker, as you know, he's known for many good things in the entrepreneurial world. So the most successful people I've ever seen are monomaniacs on a mission. And I think that pretty much sums up anyone that goes into entrepreneurship or into business, because for a while you have to be single-focused, laser beam focused on your objective and your goal to get that business going. And wouldn't you agree, Dave, that is sometimes a challenge as a business owner and an entrepreneur?
Yes. You know, yesterday I was listening to the radio, and Mattress Mack, Jim McInvale, kind of a big name here in Houston, Texas, was speaking about his comeback from a fire that destroyed his location. And it was an arson, bad situation. And he said every day is a battle and a blessing, no matter how successful you get. But his laser focus, as you put it, is what got him through, because he said, Winston Churchill said, never give up, never give in. And he said he figured out one thing from a young man to be now an older man as an entrepreneur, very successful. He said, I learned to focus on what we do best, which is perfecting the selling of furniture. He said he dabbled in the stock market and other things and didn't do so well. So I think the theme of the day of focus on your mission is a great theme. And I think our guest today, you know, we have a guest that's in the publishing world and is all about books. And then we have a guest that's in the financial world, and I think that will help our audience hone in on these lessons of the day.
I did too. And you know, there's since we pulled it up I've been focusing on it for a while because of taking over some of the duties there. But you know, James always tells us that 71% of people are, you know, unhappy, bored, and disengaged in their life and their business. And I think some of that has to do with there's just too many things coming at you from too many directions. So our quote from Peter Drucker really really should help people organize their thoughts a little bit and say, you know, it's for a period of time, and it may be a period of time of, you know, 5 to 10 years of laser beam single focus to get your business up to the level to where you're thriving, you're comfortable, your family life is where you want it to be, and everything else. And I think our guests are going to help us do that. We have one that is a book publisher, and he helps people, you know, publish meaningful content, get it out to the world, and also give some meaning behind, you know, why you should read and you should write and you should do these things. So I'm really interested in that interview, and I think that's going to help people, because there you go. There's another laser beam focus on an activity that will move your business forward. Then, of course, we have the financial portion of the show coming up in the second segment with Jeff. And Jeff Small, he's with Arbor Financial. And if you look him up, he's been on different shows, kind of a guru in the financial markets. And again, laser focused. Focus on a single thing, a single part of your business, and make it great so that you can progress in life. And, you know, Dave, I know in your business, you have to do that all the time. And you have to cut through a lot of noise and a lot of smoke and mirrors to get to the heart of the matter and then come to a resolution. And I'm sure that some of the laser focused part is very tough at times.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct. You know, you don't take a shotgun approach. You have to do your analysis. And oftentimes, resolution of lawsuits is interest-based. When you can really, really understand the conflict, and the path to resolution is often a compromise on both sides that's livable. And, you know, they say, you know, a good settlement is where both sides leave relatively unhappy, but that means that both sides have compromised. But it does take a lot of focus. There's a lot of white noise, as we like to say, in lawsuits and in litigation, and it frustrates a lot of people. And so you're absolutely correct that you do have to have a certain focus that's very important. And the same in business. In today's information world, in today's digital technology world, any business owner quickly learns that you are bombarded with choices. Choices about websites, choices about marketing, choices about how to spend your money to get your message out there, to let the world know about your services. And how do you set yourself apart in all that? Many of our guests over this last year have given great advice to our audience on, you know, how you try to set yourself apart. But there's one thing consistent, is they all say you can't be all things to all people. And so I think today, the idea of focus and having a mission and getting out there and publishing in a collaborative book, as both of us have enjoyed the experience, is one way to get yourself out there and get your messages out there. And so I'm very excited about our guest. And, you know, the financial guest is very timely, because we know that the stock market has had a major correction. It was down 400 and some points yesterday because of global worries about the economy of China. And oil is down below $40 a barrel when it was over $100 a barrel roughly a year or so ago. So, you know, I think we've got some timely guests here to keep educating and entertaining our audience, hopefully.
Oh, I totally agree. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do as normal. I don't think we've done one show where we haven't had an enormous amount of fun. And I think that's part of the reason why, you know, it's become the best hour in internet radio, is because we have a good time with all of our guests. All of our guests seem to have been amazing. Not sure how our producer Tony Gambone gets them all and screens them all, but he has done a fantastic job in getting a great guest that make the two hosts here look like they're rock stars, and that's really cool for you and I, and it makes it a lot of fun for our audience. So we're really looking forward to another great episode. So what you guys, the listeners, need to do right now is you need to get over to the Facebook page, Tough Talk Radio Network, and go ahead and first you have to like the page, because that helps everybody out. Like the page so that you can get posts and things like that from us. But give us some questions that you would like to ask. I mean, we've got a book publisher coming on. We have a financial guy coming on. I know our audience has some questions. And, you know, like I say, I told someone yesterday, stop making excuses and start making profits. And you know what? Ask a question. Don't be afraid to ask a question. That's why we do the show. I mean, we do the show to educate and entertain, but it's the educate that came before the entertain. So we're really looking forward to your questions. So get over there, like the page, finish your question. Oh, you can call in. You can call in, and we'll put you up on the show. You can ask directly. The phone number 347-989-1363, and it's also up on the Facebook page. You can get that and just give us a shout, and we'll put you up on the air and let you ask directly. So, David, you got anything else? I'm fixing to head into commercial break.
No, let's do it again, and let's have some fun and more education for all concerned. Entrepreneur out there can get in that confidence, believe in yourself a little more, and get that mission going, get your focus going, and really kickstart the last 4 months of this year. Here we are in September, hard to believe. We've been on the air now for about a year, and it's been a lot of good times. And we've learned a lot along the way. So let's make today another day in those areas.
Excellent. Sounds good. And we'll head to commercial break, and we'll be back with Kevin Dunn after these messages.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are ready to jump right into this first segment here with our guest Kevin Dunn, and learn about publishing books and reading and promoting them. And so, you know, Kevin, I got to cheat a little bit before the show, and I got to read up on your website and the show notes and all that. So before we jump too much into the interview, first, how are you doing? And second, tell us a little bit about who you are.
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. I was excited to hear about the first couple minutes you guys were talking. A lot of the synergies in my life are definitely on point with what you're talking about here. First of all, I'm Ken Dunn, and I own a company called Next Century Publishing.
Well, we lost Kevin there.
Sorry? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you good. I think my co-host was apologizing for mispronouncing your first name. So continue, please. So tell us how you got into your world that you help people now.
Well, yeah, I have no problem not telling you about that. Let me tell you, first of all, the company's called Next Century Publishing. It Publishers Weekly calls us the fastest-growing publishing company in the United States. I started this company 8 years ago. I started my adult life in investigative policing. I was a homicide detective when I was 28 years old in Ottawa, Canada, and one of four master interrogators in that police department. Got out of policing in 2001.
As an attorney, I always thought I was the master interrogator, but now I've met the master interrogator. Great.
Yeah, I actually, in 3.5 years, interrogated 18 suspects of serious crimes, murders, child abuse, child abductions, and had 17 of those people decide to trust me enough to admit to the crimes.
Wow. Well, that is an incredible record, and you were doing God's work. So tell us how, with that background, you get into being the fastest growing publishing company in the world.
It's really simple. I realized when I was 30 years old that my interrogation skills were actually sales skills. I read Og Mandino's book, The Greatest Salesman in the World, and he helped me to understand that. So I decided to put my sales interrogation skills to the test and started a mortgage company in 2001 up in Canada that in less than 3 years grossed over $300 million in mortgages and was bought from me. I went from there into network marketing in 7 years, made $14 million, but started writing books about sales, prospecting, and started selling them. Those books did incredibly well. I've sold about 250,000 copies of my personal books. My latest one's coming out in a couple months. And I started a publishing company for my own books. And then once my books started to become successful, friends started coming to me and asking me for advice on marketing and publishing and how to get a book out there and how to create a brand and all those crazy things that are related to success as an author. And I realized that I needed to monetize the advice, and we started the company in earnest, and now we've got a really great opportunity. We've 40 people full-time on staff with offices in Las Vegas, Toronto, and Panama City,
wow.
Panama, and we're helping a lot of people.
Well, that's amazing, and I think, you know, our whole show is really about educating, entertaining, and encouraging, you know, entrepreneurs out there. And I think just in this short beginning of this interview, you give great hope because it sounds like each one of your ventures had a relatively, within 8 or 10 years, you're highly, highly successful. So I think it gives people out there hope that it doesn't take forever. It's never too late to start. You know, it's never too late to brainstorm a passion and turn that passion into a business. And so, let's talk publishing for a second, because I do, as an attorney, have some clients that are getting their life stories out there in books, and they're not having quite the success that you've enjoyed. What are some tips? You know, can you give our audience the benefit of being in a collaborative book and a benefit of being a published author as far as helping other businesses?
Yeah, so I have a really great training platform that I do for free just to help people. Anybody who needs to do better with books, it's called KenDunnBestsellerTraining.com, just like it sounds. Every 2 weeks, I do a live teleseminar where I interview some of the world's top experts. And I've interviewed over 100 experts that were authors, editors, publishers, you name it. What I've realized from all of them is that success with books, making money with books, comes down to the undivided focus on four principles. I call them the four C's. If you can master the four C's, you'll make money. It's really simple. Number one, the first C is the cover. Cover's got to be amazing. There are over 1.4 million books for sale right now.
Yes.
Got to compete.
Yes.
Number two, the content. The content has to be superb. If you're an author and you write a book and you don't hire an expert editor to change your book into something that's readable, you might as well save your money. It's not going to work. Number
right.
three, and the most important one, is credibility. Credibility is people's desire to buy from you. You have to create credibility and expertise and portray that to the market in a way that doesn't make you look like a buffoon. Read books on your subject matter. Know who the biggest expert in your genre or subject matter is. Know what the best books are. Read the dang books. Become a true expert, and then get involved in social media marketing. The final C is the community. If you do the first three right, you're going to have lots and lots of people following you and wanting to buy from you.
Wow. And, you know, my co-host and myself have had the fortune to be in a couple of collaborative books. My last one was Transform with Brian Tracy, Celebrity Press. You may know those folks. And they put on a three-day kind of seminar out at Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles for all the various authors. And one of the things they kept preaching is that becoming an author in a collaborative book, that's about success stories of other entrepreneurs, it adds a certain celebrity status or it adds a certain credibility as you go about. And I have found even as an attorney that with an established law practice that being involved in the process is highly rewarding. You know, it really is. And it's a way to kind of focus on what would you like to share out there to other folks that would be of value that, you know, can help their lives and help their businesses and stuff like that. And so is that something that you have found in the publishing world, is that you kind of see a transformation, if you will, of your various authors as they grow in the process?
Yeah, of course. You know, so my first comment is on those books that you called collaborative books, I think you said. The industry term is called anthology. It's where a group of authors come together and they lean on the credibility of the primary author, who often is selling the program. My suggestion is your involvement in an anthology book really depends on where you're at individually. If you're trying to help to create your platform and you don't really have a social media following and you're brand new to that world and you want people to start getting a chance to read some of your stuff, being part of an anthology is a great idea. But if you're part of, you know, if you're already starting to get established and if you add up all of the people following you on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Reader's Legacy, and that number is more than 5,000 people, an anthology probably isn't the right thing for you. If you're over 5,000 people, you need to be writing your own book. But either way, it is definitely a step in the right direction towards establishing your credibility.
Well, and to me, it was like a start, if you will. I've got some ideas on a more, like you say, my own book. But to me, it was a learning process, if you will, around experts that have done it like yourself, that you know, can help, you know, educate. Plus, you meet a lot of great people that are also in the book, in an anthology book. So if you're going to go to a full feature book, if it's a book about your life story or that sort of thing, or can you give us some insights or guidance into, you know, the topics or how to structure your own full book?
Yeah, I'd love to. Look, we have a program that we've sponsored in our company. It's called writeasaleablebook.com, just like it sounds, writeasaleablebook.com. My partner in this program is Nick Boothman. Nick Boothman is a world-renowned author, sold over 3 million copies of his books, been on every bestsellers list in the world. His biggest book was called How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less. If somebody wants to write a book, we can take them in a single weekend, Friday at 5 until Sunday at 4, and take the idea right out of their head and put it into writing in a way that people will want to read. That's compelling. The biggest mistake people make if they're writing their own book, especially nonfiction folks that they want to include their story, is they make the same mistake that the vast majority of them do. The book, it goes like this. I was born on this date. I tripped. I fell. I had a big breakthrough. I tripped. I fell some more. I had a big breakthrough. And at the end of my life, here's what I learned, and now you have to do it. Those used to be called vanity books, and they do not sell.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, people still do them, buddy. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, like my client, he did what you suggested earlier, which is he got with an expert story maker, well-renowned kind of publishing-type person, and that person changed up the book because, as you say, it was kind of a chronology of, you know, whatever. And he's like, wait, you know what? It's like a lifetime movie. You've got to have some flashbacks. You've got to make it move because, you know, reading is kind of a lost art, so to speak, when it comes to hardback books. There's over 2 million produced a year. I think the statistic's correct, according to one of our earlier guests. And so, you know, some of this advice you're giving is great advice. You know, you need an expert around you who will critique it for the saleability of it to other people as opposed to just a life story kind of thing.
Well, I mean, think about this for a second. You know what you paid for your anthology, and so many people have done these chapter books, and they know what they paid. For $299, you can come to a course with two guys that have sold over 4 million books, And we're going to teach you in a weekend how to write your entire book. And by the end of the weekend, you will have written your book. And then my publishing company can do all of the editing, proofreading, layout, cover, everything, and make it ready to print and do print on demand for under $1,100.
That's amazing. So
it's $1,400, you get an expert coaching team writing the book with you in a weekend, and then 2 months later, it's already for sale on Amazon and readerslegacy.com.
Well, you know, we've only got a few minutes left, and we want to always finish with how folks can get in touch with you to get involved in those programs. But in our last few minutes here, I'll ask maybe just an open-ended question. You've covered so many topics already, but what are a few other pointers out there or keys to success, maybe in the marketing? Now you've written a book, let's say. They've maybe gone to your course, gotten the expert advice, learned how to do a sellable book, got a nice cover, they think, got good content, they think, have the credibility you're talking about. Now let's talk about the marketing process of now you've got a book. Obviously, you can go to networking events and face-to-face let people know or give it as door prizes to the networking event. But what advice do you have as far as marketing your book once it's written?
Okay, so the first piece of advice that I'll give you, my friend, is begin with the end in mind. If you really want a good example, and this may come across as arrogant, but I'm trying to prove a point within your time frame, then take a look at me. Go to Google and just type Ken Dunn, K-E-N-D-U-N-N. Go to Amazon and look up The Greatest Prospector in the World. This is my next book. I have a world reputation for prospecting and sales training. This book launches on November 3rd. We're doing an advanced Kindle offer right now on the ebook. I've got 17 speaking gigs from November 3rd right through to the next summer booked where I'm speaking to over 85,000 people. So how did I do it? It's very simple. You have to have, as an author, social media channels with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, and readerslegacy.com, brand new social media site that's growing like mad, and it's for readers. It's a bookstore as large as Amazon, and every author gets a page, and it can link to the other ones, readerslegacy.com. Spend 10 minutes a day on each channel, adding great content. Then in the beginning, get out there and share your message with people for free. Go into your local market. I'm sure you've given this advice before. Share your content. Don't hoard anything. Go to local service groups. Go to children's organizations and give unconditionally what you've got in your head, and you'll win people's hearts. They'll plug into your platform, and they'll start to follow you.
Now, great, great advice. We do often on this radio show with our guests talk about giving value out there, giving things out there for free, expecting nothing back, and it comes back tenfold. It just does. It's the way the world works. When they sense that genuine, heartfelt feeling of helping others, it just always seems to work out. And so,
absolutely.
In our last few minutes, you've been an awesome guest, but let me just ask, and I guess our last few minutes, and you've covered this some, but if our audience wants to reach out to you, they've got now excitement that they've got a book in their head and they've got the perfect guest here. They want to connect with your seminar or your programs or your speaking engagements on your upcoming book on sales, which is amazing because, you know, Brian Tracy, that's how I first met Brian Tracy, a great marketing person himself who came out and spoke and gave great advice and has obviously got a lot of followers with his various books like Goals and that sort of thing. But to reach you specifically, what's the best way for our audience to do that, sir?
Oh, it's really simple. My email address is ken@nextcenturypublishing.com. You can go to nextcenturypublishing.com and fill out the contact form and say, I want Ken to call me, and I'll do that as well. You can find me at readerslegacy.com. I've got everything set up in there. Or if you've got a pen, you can call me on my cell, 801-455-1528, or text me.
Very good. You've been an amazing, awesome guest, and you're the perfect type of guest that we like to have, someone who is successful in their own right, giving out advice to folks out there in a specific topic area. And I think you've probably got a lot of our audience now really scratching their head and thinking, how can get out there? And I hope that this show has been helpful to you as well as far as getting folks to contact you. But thank you so much for coming on our show.
My pleasure, fellas. And listen, keep up what you're doing. You guys are awesome. You sound amazing, and I'm really proud to be associated with you.
Thank you very much. We'll go to a commercial break. Thank you.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6+ figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, guys, I am back. I got lost there in technical limbo, but we are back to enjoy the second segment of the show and also enjoy the interview with our guest, Jeff Small. Jeff, how are you doing today?
Hey, it's great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, I tell everybody this, but it's true. I get to cheat. David and I get to cheat before the show, and we get to look you guys up and learn about you from your websites and the show notes and all that stuff. So before we really get into, you know, the interview part, take a second and let everybody know who you are and why you do what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to do that. Thank you so much for asking. But basically, my name is Jeffrey Small, and I'm the president of Arbor Financial Services of Florida Incorporated. Basically, we're a full-service financial advisory firm, and we work with folks from all walk of life, basically. The majority of our folks, though, for our client base, consists mainly of pre-retirees and retirees, but we do work with a lot of their children who are millennials, which are some of the things we'll be talking about today. But basically what we do is we offer the entire universe of options that exist for folks, and we tailor those investment options to their own unique set of circumstances based on what they want to accomplish as opposed to being force-fed as a captive broker or dealer would do in the event that they had to push product every Friday sales morning meeting. Every Friday sales meeting, they would have to be taught to push product, and we don't do that. So in a nutshell, in the closest form, that's what we do.
Well, this is David Altenburn, attorney here in Houston. Let me ask you, with the way the market's been going, you know, this major correction, global concerns, given your independence, can you give us, our audience, a little insights into how you go about your research to make your recommendations, as opposed to, like you say, the big houses that have the research departments and kind of, you know, promote certain products?
Yeah, unfortunately, the bigger houses, the bigger name firms, seem to have tunnel vision, and they get stuck in an old firm model. And we like to really call that the 90s model, which is the buy and hold strategy, but it's really the buy and hope strategy. The reality is, David, that the S&P's only up, before last week's correction, 2% on a compounded basis since 2000. And so what we really do with folks is we help them understand what the market's going to do going forward, and we show them how to grow their assets without being codependent on performance or appreciation, which may or may not exist, because if you study the stock market, if we were buddies and went to the library, we'd discover that the market runs in very long-term secular patterns, bearish patterns that last between 14 and 20 years, and bullish patterns that can last over the same time frame. And so you have to understand that we entered in a long-term bearish pattern in 2000, and that started for 15 years now. We really have about another 4 or 5 years of it before it's done. But there's always been three common denominators of these bearish long-term patterns, and that's been three drops. And so now I think what we're witnessing is the third drop. And really the third drop started occurring the last quarter of last year, is when everybody kind of peaked out. But nobody really realizes it because nobody's talking about it. It's a very subtle movement down from where we hit the peaks at. But most mutual funds I've looked at the last month are down 3 to 15%, and that was before the 10% drop. So we are already in the throes of a correction. I just think the pundits on Wall Street and the press are really afraid to tell the truth about that because it's time for a correction. What goes up must come down.
Okay, very good. So what advice do you have going forward? So are you more of a technical trader then instead of the buy and hold kind of long-term investment approach? A few of our financial guests have really been predominantly what at least I would call technical traders, meaning, you know, they're looking at a variety of data and buying and holding. One of our guests was 2 weeks kind of thing, you know, anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks, very short timeline. And we've had other guests with longer timeline. Do you have a certain pattern to your advice on your investments?
We do, but we don't use technical trading. We do have managed buckets that we will manage for clients in terms of what they want to accomplish. But usually, I think the way to approach the markets now today, where everybody's really missing it, and everybody appears to be a Wall Street cheerleader, whether you're a technical trader or you're Jim Cramer on CNBC, they all think the market's always going to go up and never going to go down. And when the market goes down, you should always stay the course. Well, that's not the case. I think what you have to look at today is say, okay, if I put my money in a time tunnel, where am I going to end up better off, with a 5% or 6% yield over time, or am I going to be better off chasing or riding this roller coaster in the market? And for the last 15 years, you've been better off in a 5 to 6% yield versus a 2% rate of growth in the S&P compounded through all the roller coaster rides. You know, now, if we're in a long-term bull market like we were from 82 to 2000, where we had lots of growth, huge demographic shift into investing, and the market was just going to keep going up, prospering economics, great data macro-wise, then that's a different environment, a different scenario. So I think you really have to gauge down with your money where things are going now. And that means the paradigm shift needs to be out of the buy and hold strategy and into a yield with stability to prevent the erosion.
Kind of like the tax-free municipal bonds, if you can get 5%, that sort of thing.
Well, munis could be an answer for somebody that has a tax concern. If they don't have a tax concern, then obviously munis aren't the answer. They don't need tax-free income.
But I hear what you're saying. Stability, maybe lower rates of return, but lower risk, and, you know, and over time compound that, and you'll do well.
Much better than you have the last 15 years, because the first 12 years from 2000, we really just kind of got to break even again. So if you look at the long-term numbers, it's pretty dismal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why folks should turn to folks like you with the expertise. And then – as far as you pinpointing, you know, I know you say it's unique to each individual. Is it based on their age? Is it based on their occupation or their earnings or their net worth? Or are there certain, standards upon which your recommendations fall into different buckets for different demographic groups?
You know, you bring up a really good point, and a lot of recommendations from professionals in financial services and in the brokerage realm really are kind of off the cuff. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no method to the madness. There's no verification of how they justify what they're recommending. And so, you know, we don't do that at Arbor Financial. And what we do with our clients is we teach them about the effects of, you know, cost and risk and growth and withdrawals if they're taking out income and how that affects the complexion and the progression of their money. If they're income dependent on their portfolio, then they need to have less risk and more yield. If they are not income dependent on their portfolio and they don't mind the range of, you know, the roller coaster here on the market going up or down, they can have a little more money at risk. But ultimately, we show them and give them the universe of options to be defensive and offensive. They choose after the educational process on what they want to accomplish in terms of what portion of their money goes here or there. But it's just that simple. If they're income dependent, they need more safety, more yield. If they are more aggressive and they don't need income off their portfolio, then guess what? They can have more growth.
Okay. Do you focus on individual stocks, mutual funds, kind of all of the above? Are you U.S.-based only? Do you go global in different markets? Can you give our audience a feel for your breadth of investment choices?
Sure. You know, right now we're really specialists in the fixed income realm, and that deals more with investment-grade bonds, municipal bonds, preferred stock buckets that we like, tailored dividend portfolios, those types of categories where we can mitigate or reduce the risk, but yet get the yield that we're not going to get by hoping the market keeps going up. So those are really the realms. We are not global, by the way. We are a regional firm in Florida. We are getting ready to expand in San Diego. We'll be opening up our second office in San Diego, and we'll be opening up there by the end of October, actually.
Nice. So when people come to you and they want to start working with you, what is the process that you take them through? What is the first step that they do? In my coaching, I offer a 15-minute call, kind of find out who they are, where they are, and if I can really help them or not, and then I take them through my funnel. Do you have a similar process?
You know, I really do, and it's funny that you ask that because we have this conversation quite a bit with a lot of new folks that come in through our door. And, you know, they never really know what questions to ask because our financial culture has brainwashed them into believing that the market is the panacea on the be-all, end-all. So basically what we do is we give them a set of parameters to say, look, okay, prioritize these for us. You know, are you concerned about risk? How much risk you should have? Do you need income from your portfolio? Are you concerned about leaving money to your spouse or your family? How much liquidity do you think you should have? And they prioritize these things for us, and then we develop a baseline on what they want to accomplish. But everything is about what they want based on their objectives. The problem that they're not getting from their existing advisors or from the majority of all advisors out there, which is greater than 99% of them, is they're not getting mathematical verification on how their money functions and what the cost of their money is. Because wherever money is, there's a cost. And once you know what your cost is, you can make an informed decision on repositioning or reposturing that money for maximum growth or expansion. And that's what we do.
Gotcha. So when they come in and you educate them on that, then is there people, certain folks that just don't fit your model and you have to refer them to maybe another person in your office or maybe someone that could be seen as a competitor, but someone that you collaborate that does things a little bit differently than the way that you like to do and run your business?
Well, on that note, I'll digress for a minute, but there is a pretty large regulatory black hole on how we should work with folks as financial services professionals. And so what we try and do is fill in that black hole. So by educating people, helping them understand the math, helping them understand the economics of how their money's going to unfold the next 5, 10 years or longer and what their costs are, how to recapture those and how to increase their yields, we end up recapturing money they never would have had. And so, no, most folks that come in here, you know, if I see 10 new people in a week eight or nine of them are going to be my customers, unfortunately or fortunately. That's just the way it works out because we're that good at what we do. But we put it all back on the customer and go through an educational process. We're not – there's no salesmanship at all.
Yeah, gotcha.
What advice do you have as far as – okay, someone comes to you, they've got whatever. Let's just use a round figure, $100,000. They sit down with you. You get to know each other. You give advice. They put their money in different mix of different products. What's your advice out there as far as how frequently people should reassess their positions, or do you have preset standards on, you know, when to get out, when to sell? If let's just say 80% of your advice, things go in the right direction, and 20% it doesn't because no one's perfect. What advice do you have for the audience in their kind of financial reviews as far as how frequently they should reassess things?
Well, I think that if they're near retirement now or they're retired, they definitely need to extract a large portion of risk. And they need to reassess the risk, and they need to go back to their advisor and say, okay, how can we get a defensive posture here? Things aren't looking very good. It looks like we're going through that third downturn on a long-term secular basis. If they're younger, let's say they are millennials, 34 or under, they do have the ability to have the luxury of time. So they can be invested, and they can buy Google, and they can buy Facebook, and they can just hold on to it forever and not really have to worry about it. So it really all depends on what stage of life that you're at. You know, again, if you're in your 40s and your 50s and you're a professional and you've got lots of accumulation in your retirement plans, IRAs, or just in general your asset base portfolio, you really want to measure the extraction of that risk. Zero becomes your hero. If you can take that negative loss and turn it into a zero, you're going to recapture what you would have lost and the compounding on what you would have lost if you can get back in the market correctly. And that's the question, if.
Right. Yeah, okay. So, again, I like what I'm hearing, that you uniquely tailor to your customer, as you should. Know your customer, I think, is kind of an acronym in the investment world for investment advisors and all. And the older someone is, the closer they are or in retirement, and if they're positioned okay, the less risk you want to expose them to makes a lot of sense. So thanks for that answer.
Well, you're welcome. If you let me digress on it for one more second, you know, if you're getting ready to retire and you're going to pull out income from your portfolio, and let's say, you know, the big argument pre-2007 was you could pull out 4% a year and have a 50% chance of having some money left by the time you're 90. All right, so if you try and do that today and you have, a 1% mutual fund fee and 130% drop, you're out of money in about 13 and a half years on that same pattern of consumption at a 5% withdrawal rate a year. So if you extract that cost and that risk, you dramatically increase the amount of money and how long it will last to about 25 years. You almost double it. And so that's the point that folks aren't getting from us in our industry. They don't understand it. And advisors at the brokerage level are not trained on that area on how to educate their customers so they can make the right choices. And that's the problem. That's one of the biggest problems we see.
Well, this is a personal question, but I've got my youngest daughter who is in the last phases of about a six-stage process of interviewing and all that with Edward Jones. For someone who's young who wants to become a financial advisor or get into your field, what advice would you give them?
Well, if she could work for an independent gentleman or lady who was successful and already had a successful firm, that would be the best place she could go. The independent folks are where all the growth is in our industry. You know, that's really where she needs to be for it to be with somebody who's original and a free thinker. If you work with the Edward Jones, not to mention firms, but other firms in that category, what ends up happening is you end up getting force-fed on what you should do and what you can't do, and you really can't do the best job for the customer because you're not allowed to. You're just kind of a peddler. You're peddling products.
Well, yeah, one of our earlier guests said, you know, it's a good place to start for training, but eventually, like you suggested, you want to go to a successful independent firm and like you're doing. So I appreciate your insights there. Mr. Brian, Coach Extraordinaire,
you have a question.
Well, no, I just, this has been a great interview, and we've gotten a lot of really good tidbits of information and an explanation of how, Jeff likes to manage his business and help his clients and all that. In finishing out the segment, how do people best get in contact with you? And what would be the process? Is it a phone call? Should they fill out a web form? What process would you like them to, or our listeners, to go and do so that they can carry forth the conversation from just getting some information from you and actually get down to the matter and see if you can help them?
Sure. Well, we'd love to be able to entertain those folks if they have any questions or concerns based on our talk today, if they're in any of those categories that we mentioned. But the best thing for them to do is to go to our website at Arbor, A-R-B-O-R, like the tree, -financial.com. It's got all of our contact information. They can email me direct from there, and that is the best way for them to locate us and call us and reach us if they want to communicate with us based on anything they're concerned about what they've heard today.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we have had a great time, and we appreciate you coming on the show. We've got to run to a commercial break and come back with our final segment, but it's been a great time, and we appreciate the time you spent with us and the education that you provided our listeners.
It was great to be here, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's clear you're very dedicated to your business, very serious about your customers, and there's no doubt that those folks that come your way will get great financial advice. So thanks again.
You bet.
We'll be back after these messages.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, for the final segment of the best hour in internet radio, Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, and we've had a great show, David. Has that been a great show?
Yes, we talk about the entrepreneurs, but our first guest, Ken Dunn, has been an entrepreneur extraordinaire. I mean, here's a guy who starts as essentially in a police force, a detective, an interrogator, and then looks at his own skill set and says, the skills that made me a successful interrogator really are sales skills. And so he reads up on the greatest salesman of all time, a famous book. He reads up all he can, and now he's in the publishing business with Next Publishing, one of the fastest publishing growth firms in the country. And his excitement and energy that he brought out today, talking about folks that need to have a great cover to the book, need to have great content in their book, and get a professional reader editor to assist in that process if they're serious, and to have great credibility, and then to market it in ways that he's a best-selling author. And, it's kind of instant celebrity success to be an author, or instant kind of credibility in the business world to be out there and be an author. He talked about anthology books and chapter books, collaborative books as a good start, but that he has seminars and speaking engagements to teach folks with these ideas how to write the best book they can write. And so he was a very exciting guest. And then our second guest, especially with the financial uncertainty, we've now had a few guests that have talked about the stock market and their expertise. And so And that's not the panacea of all things, as some people might believe, because there's other ways to invest safer and over a long period of time, 10, 15, 20 years, earn a better return. And so, you know, it just teaches us you have to have a team to be a successful entrepreneur, including financial advisors, including business coaches like yourself, Mr. Kaiser, that help people learn how to grow and market their business. So excited about your new engagement with Mr. Ray, a world-renowned expert out there in the marketing, sales, motivational speaking world. And so what are your thoughts as we finish the show today?
Well, you know, we've got a couple of things, you know. I've got a couple of things with James Arthur Ray that are coming up that are just phenomenal. But, you know, right here in our local area, we have some things coming up, too, with our co-hostess, if you want, here on the Tough Talk Radio Network with Michelle Sism. You know, next week, her Legacy Live event is here in Houston, and the coach will be on the panel, discussion panel, you know, helping people do what I do best, helping people especially get their word out through video. And we'll be specifically focusing on video and how you make your videos where you actually get results, and you know, you're not just putting out a lot of good footage and no one's attracted to it and no one's you know, taking any action from it. So that'll be a great event, and there's still some tickets. You can still get tickets, and I can and have our producer throw up a link so that people can get tickets there. And it's a bit.ly link, so it's pretty short. So it's pretty short and simple. Yeah. So, but we got some good things going on, and you know, we keep having guests like this. Man, it's a great day.
Yeah, you know, and with today's technology world and so many choices out there, you know, the sizzle reel, as some people call it, having little video clips on your website that can draw and attract attention, build that know, like, and trust credibility factor that's so important, perhaps highlight the niche of your particular market that sets you apart, the value that you provide for folks out there that will attract them to come to you to learn more. So that sounds like a great event, and I'm so excited, like I say, with your affiliation with Mr. Ray out there and getting out there and helping folks. You know, you call yourself the world's greatest connector. Well, you're about to go to a whole new level and make so many more
connections.
It's
a whole new level, man.
And like this show, you know, if you think of our guests as just different connections that we've been fortunate enough to make and help with our audience, today was another example of great advice out there in the course of an hour, in the course of some questions and some answers. And so my encouragement to the entrepreneurs out there is get out there in the networking events, get out there with your website, get out there in the social media. Get out there with your mission focus as we started our show. Your mission, understand your passions, understand what you want to try to accomplish. Believe in yourself, never give in, and really, every day, as Mattress Mac said so eloquently yesterday on a radio program, is a battle and a blessing. And so my advice is go forth and prosper and have a great week. And have a great finish to the year.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, guys, I'll leave you as we have our few last moments here with a quote that the James Arthur Ray put up from Peter Drucker. The most successful people I've ever met are monomaniacs on a mission. People with a single focus. So if you're out there and you're focused on building your business, it's okay to focus on it. Focus on it like a laser beam. Work your craft, you know, make your plan, work your plan, check your plan, adjust your plan, master your craft. It will pay off. Don't lose sight of the goal. And like David said, go out and have a great week and a strong finish for the rest of the year. We will be back next week with another episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.